AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The deadline is 6 o'clock tonight Eastern Time, and we're told they're going to make it. But negotiators at the Iran nuclear talks in Switzerland have achieved mixed results from what we're hearing. They will soon announce that they have agreed to continue negotiating with the hope of reaching a deal by the end of June. Our Matt Lee is in Luzon.
All sides are affected to stress. This is not just an extension of the earlier talks, that this is actually the negotiations entering a new phase with this primary goal of reaching a full and comprehensive agreement by the end of June.
Officials in Luzon say they've made some progress on limiting parts of Iran's program to enrich uranium, which, as you know, can be used to make the core of a nuclear warhead. French aviation investigators now say they will examine cockpit entry rules after a co-pilot locked out the pilot and flew a German passenger plane into a mountain in France, killing everyone on board. The French say they will also look at psychological screening procedures. Authorities say in the past, co-pilot Andreas Lubitz had been treated for suicidal tendencies. The defense has called its first witnesses in the trial of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. His lawyer admits it was him, as she told jurors. Our Denise Lavoie is covering the trial in Boston.
This witness testified that Johar Tsarnaev's phone was pinging in southern Massachusetts at a time when pressure cookers and BBs were being bought in northern Massachusetts and in New Hampshire stores. The defense trying to show that his brother Tamerlan is the one who bought those bomb components, not him.
Police in Virginia have locked down a hospital after an armed and dangerous prisoner escaped, they say. They say he got away from a private security guard at Inova Fairfax Hospital in Falls Church. This is AP Radio News. Don't worry if you haven't heard of Trevor Noah. You will.
Yeah, so it's the beginning of the roller coaster now.
Trevor Noah is a South African comedian who will be the new host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show when Jon Stewart leaves this year. Jon Stewart knows him and likes him.
He said, a lot of people don't realize that when I took over this show, I was exactly where you are now in your life. I was the same age, and that's what people don't. It's easy for people to look back now and go, oh, we don't know who you are. And John goes, well, you don't need to know who he is, know what he's here to do, and know what the show is capable of.
The talking heads are saying that because he is not an American, he will bring a more worldly perspective to the show. The NFL has fined the Atlanta Falcons and stripped them of a draft pick for pumping fake noise into the Georgia Dome during home games. And the Cleveland Browns general manager Ray Farmer has been suspended for 4 games for texting the sidelines during some games last season. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.